objective, this study aimed to identify, categorize, and prioritize the key predictors of family cohesion in dual-earner households through a mixed-method approach integrating qualitative synthesis and quantitative ranking analysis. Methods and materials. The research employed a sequential exploratory mixed-method design. In the first phase, a qualitative thematic synthesis was conducted through a systematic literature review until theoretical saturation was achieved, focusing on determinants of family cohesion among dual-earner couples. Data were coded and analyzed using NVivo-14, resulting in the identification of 6 overarching themes and multiple subthemes. In the second phase, a structured questionnaire was developed from the qualitative findings and distributed to 170 dual-earner participants from Spain. Using SPSS version 26, ranking analysis and descriptive statistics were applied to prioritize the predictors. The reliability of the ranking scale was assessed using Cronbach's alpha and Kendall's coefficient of concordance, W equals 0.81, indicated high inter-rater agreement. Findings: quantitative results revealed that work-family balance ranked as the strongest predictor of family cohesion, M equals 4.71, followed by communication patterns, M equals 4.56, and emotional and marital quality, M equals 4.38. Parenting practices, M equals 4.22, and psychological well-being of partners, M equals 4.08, were also significant but ranked lower, while socioeconomic and cultural context, M equals 3.84, was perceived as moderately influential. The findings suggest that internal relational and emotional processes have a greater impact on family cohesion than external structural or socioeconomic variables. Conclusion. Family cohesion in dual-earner households is primarily sustained through effective work-family integration, open communication, and emotional attunement between partners. These results underscore the importance of relational and psychological factors over structural determinants, providing a framework for family interventions, workplace policies, and future cross-cultural research.